Blog Talk Radio.
Live with the Cayman Hunter. I'm Bam Rubenstein, a.k.a. the Cayman Hunter, and I'll be your host. Live comes to you on Blog Talk Radio from the Cayman Ranch every Wednesday afternoon at 1300 hours CST. 1300 CST is 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central Time, and noon in the Mountain Time Zone. Each week, we will take a topic related to the crocodilian species known scientifically as Cayman crocodilus, or more commonly referred to as the spectacled caiman, and fill your head with dreams of becoming a zoologist, a herpetologist, a high school biology teacher, or maybe even a narrator for Animal Planet's Crocodile Week. One can only hope. The introductory music you hear in the background is provided by and courtesy of Richard Daynor of Richard Daynor Music, which can be found at myspace.com/RichardDaynorMusic and facebook.com/RichardDaynorMusic. Thank you, Richard Daynor. Rebroadcasts of this show can be found on Blog Talk Radio soon after the live broadcast ends and on CaymanHunter.com/radioshow.html. So take off your shoes and come join us in the croc pond.
Hey everybody, it's me, Bam, the Cayman Hunter, coming to you live from the Cayman Ranch outside Austin, Texas. Hey guys, just want to, it happens. Last week, the Rents were in town, and because they wanted to see my daughter and spend so much time with my daughter, we had gone out a couple times, and by the time we get done, and by the time I didn't get them to get me back to the house, I missed the show last week. And like I said, it happens. Last week, I missed the show. I don't know what happened, but if you guys ever think that you can catch me, you want to catch me, you think you can remind me, feel free to shoot me an email or stop by and drop a message off. I do want to apologize for last week. Again, hey, it happens, you know. I'm not going to say it's not going to happen again. I'm just going to do my best not to let it happen again. But here we are. We're back. They're gone back to New York. Daughter's back in school. My wife's back at work. And I'm back to the ranch. A couple weeks ago, I told you that I had missed the show also because we had some problems out at the ranch with the water line. And it took me about 4 or 5 days to get that all working right, but I did get it working right. I haven't had any complaints so far since then, and it seems to be working just fine. So now it's just a matter of getting some people and some help and some money and getting out there and finishing the new enclosure. Maybe sometime this year we'll get that finished. Okay, so here we are. It's May 4th, 2011, and we're live with the Cayman Hunter. So let me say hello to Shane from Lewis Stone in Baton Rouge, my partner. My partner, Shane Lewis. He's got the business out there in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, called Lewis Stone. If you need anything that has to do with pavers, make sure you give him a call. Or if you have any ideas about snakes or caiman that you want to talk over with him, can't reach me. You can also shoot him an email or give him a call. That'll be Shane@CaymanHunter.com, or like you know I've said 1,000 times, Bam@CaymanHunter.com. Okay, let's see. The call-in number for today's show, if you want to call in, say hello, 818-369-1429. 818-369-1429. Definitely want to say hello to my friend Iris Orzek from Jackson Heights, New York. Iris, how you doing? Hope you guys are doing all right out there. My webpage is caymanhunter.com. Our message board is on the bottom of the index page. on the right-hand side. If you want to shoot me an email, we'll leave a message, message board or bam@caymanhunter.com. Let's not forget some of the friends of the program. We have Lewis Stone, ForgetMeNotForKids.com, AustinCustomTollett.com. If you want to be a friend of the show, please shoot me an email or leave a message on our message board. Hopefully sometime this week I'll be able to catch up on the webpage and get 2 weeks ago. I think we had a good show 2 weeks ago. Get that show up on the webpage. If you want to hear that show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com. Bam the Cayman Hunter with dashes in between instead of spaces. Bam the Cayman Hunter. Use dashes instead of the spaces. But Cayman Hunter is one word. You should be able to get the archived show there. I haven't gotten it online yet on our webpage, but I will get to that hopefully this week. If you want to be linked to our show, or if you want to be linked to our website, or if you want to be put on our links page, links.html at caymanhunter.com. Again, same rules apply. Shoot me an email, leave a message on the message board. And after this show, and as well as all other shows, the archived copies of this and previous shows can be found at blogtalkradio.com. Bam, the Cayman Hunter. Those are three words. And put dashes in between where the spaces would be. Or at caymanhunter.com/radioshow.html. Radioshow.html. So that's where I keep them. All right, so what were we going to talk about this week? We were going to talk... Oh, you know what I wanted to talk about this week? I wanted to talk about how I got started, because people have been asking me about how I got started. So I wanted to give you a little background, breakdown, what it was like. Because we started off by saying that it was because when we were young and we had Cayman, and then as we grew older, we wanted more Cayman. So, So we, when we were younger and we wanted more Cayman, so that's why as we grew older and we got more Cayman, we started doing it like that. But as we started to get, I'm trying to read while I'm working. While I'm talking to you. I shouldn't be doing that. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Shane and I actually got together one day by accident at Zookeepers in Austin before they shut down having exotics inside city limits. And there were a couple of came in there, and Shane had wanted them, and I had said, damn, I'd really like them. And he said he already had two, and I said, well, gee, if you already had two, then why can't I get these two? And he said, well, don't worry about it. I'm up to my limit. I'm only going to take four. So he looked around for some, and Zookeeper looked around for some, and we found a couple. And actually, we walked into a place, a pet store down in South Austin. And when we walked in, we saw two Cayman, two 30-inch Cayman in a 30-inch glass enclosure, an aquarium. And when we went, we looked at the aquarium, and we said, they don't even have time, place to move. They don't need to move. What do you mean they don't need to move? They don't have water. They don't need water. What do you mean they don't? They only need to eat like once a week. So when was the last time they ate? Well, we feed them anytime somebody wants to buy a mouse and put it in there. Yeah. Well, when was the last time anyone did that? Oh, I don't know, about 2 weeks ago. We said, this ain't working. You're gonna give us those two Cayman. We'll give you a fair price for them. But those things, you're going to give it to us, or there's going to be problems. And that's how we first started with rescuing Cayman. And then after a while, we got together with Shane again, and we decided to take our four and his four and put them all together. And then we decided to do something even greater with it. So we started putting the word out that we could rescue them if they got too big for people. And then we started doing snakes and other types of reptiles, too. If they got too big, too hard to handle, or if you came home and found one in your sink or toilet. You're not going to find many caiman in your sink or toilet, but you will find snakes every once in a while if you live in Texas. So we've actually had calls. We had a call from Texas Wildlife. Texas Wildlife called us once and asked us if we could come and grab a caiman that was on some guy's front yard. Gotten out somehow or gotten around. Somebody had let it loose and it was in some guy's front yard. And yeah, he wanted to do something about it. They needed us to come and do something about it. So we went out there and we grabbed it and we brought it back to our pond. Another time we got a call from Texas Wildlife and they said that they had to cull some deer and they had all this deer meat. They wondered if our caiman would like some deer meat. You betcha, absolutely. So if you guys run into any deer on the side of the road, don't know what to do with the meat, when we have the caiman, we'll be happy to take it off your hands. Right now, don't call us now, because right now we don't have any caiman, and the meat would go bad just sitting out in the backyard, you know what I mean? Bring it out to Caiman Ranch, but it'll make the ranch smell bad. Although maybe my neighbors need a little of that to leave me the heck alone. Stay far away if they start smelling rotten meat. I can't do that to my horses, though. It's just a joke, people. Just a joke. So anyway, so that's how we started doing the reptile rescue and reptile removal and caiman rescue. And that's basically, you know, so over the years we've had probably, maybe like 3 dozen or so caiman come in and out through our place. We get calls from people that say, oh, it's way too big for me to handle. And we get out there and it's like a foot and a half. And we get calls from people that go, oh, it's way too big for me to handle. And we get out there and it's 4.5 feet. So, like they say, you know, everybody's pot is a different size, you know. So, depending upon what you're, one man's ceiling, another man's floor, and all that other good stuff. So we didn't know what sizes, you know, we didn't know how we would work this out or where it would go from there, but that's how it started. So that's what we were doing. We were rescuing caiman, and then it came to rescuing snakes as well, and then people started asking us to remove snakes from their houses. So that's what we started doing as well. When Shannon moved out to Louisiana a few years ago, we split up the animals to make it easy on both of us, not because we were divorcing and splitting up everything we owned, but rather because it would be easier for one of us to handle, and instead of him handling some caiman and some snakes and me handling some caiman and some snakes and us having to double our efforts, we left the caiman here and he took the snakes with him. And he had this whole vivarium going on out in Baton Rouge. He did some custom, homemade, home-built vivariums. You know, he had all these glass-fronted doors and snakes inside all these different little containers and had a whole room full where he kept the room at a nice 85, 88 degrees and would go in there and feed them once a week and, you know, check on them every day and did really nice. It would look really nice. And out here at Caiman Ranch, we built an enclosure. We had some problems with the enclosure during the first few months. We didn't have fences or wires or gates on the property, so people could easily access the property. And one night while we were gone, somebody came in with, it looked like to me, they came in with a little, like one of those little tractors, like the little cats, the mini cats. And knocked down one wall of the enclosure, not knowing we already put caiman in there. You know, yeah, Fox News lady, Nancy
Nancy Sombrano, Nancy Sombrano, something like that. Nancy Sombrano came out to do a story on the enclosure, and she was interviewing me, and she says, okay, so tell me, so do you think that, you know, people around here are saying that it's possible that that the rain, you know, might have done it, that you didn't make this enclosure well, and the rain broke down this wall. And I told her it's a cinder block wall, 4 feet high. You know, it weighs 3,000 pounds. The rain's not going to wash it away. It's not like it's a floodplain out there. It's clay. And she says, so you're sure? And I said, lady, it's like 3,000 pounds, just, you know, right here. And I was reading a story the other day. They had built a 4-foot cinder block wall. Oh, it wasn't, in fact, it wasn't even a story. It was on Mythbusters, if you guys watched that program. On Mythbusters, they had built a concrete wall so they could test the damaging power of explosives. And they took 3 pounds of C4 and put it 10 feet away from the cinder block wall. And they also did it at 20 feet. At 20 feet away, 3 pounds of C4 did absolutely nothing to the cinder block wall. It took them until they put it 10 feet away for the 3 pounds of C4 to make a hole in the cinder block wall. 3 pounds of C4 at 10 feet away to put a hole in the cinder block wall. I had a 4-foot high cinder block wall all the way around my enclosure. And when I came back the next day, one whole side was completely knocked down. Rain ain't going to do that. Somebody came in there. It looked like there were tracks from a tractor or one of the mini cats. They knocked down that wall, not knowing the Cayman were already in there. Because it was summertime, we weren't worried about putting the closure on it yet. We just had the 4-foot wall. And inside the 4-foot wall, there was 3 feet of dirt on each side of the pond. The pond was 1.5 feet deep, and it was about 12 by 12 at the time, and I think there were about 4 or 5 caiman in it. And one wall was completely knocked down, and there was only like 2 caiman left in it. It took us a couple of days to find the caiman all over town, the ones that hadn't been killed or died on their own. So we had to get all the other caiman and bring them back, put them back in the pond. But, yeah, that Nancy Sombrano, who thought that maybe it fell down on its own because possibly the rain, or some of the neighbors who said, oh, no, nobody would have gone over there. Yeah, so I had to stop trusting those neighbors. So right now we have one neighbor that I know that I can really count on and rely on. He sees that my hay is low for my horses. He goes over and throws another bale of hay out there. He saw that the water, at one point when I still had the hoses out there, he saw that the hoses were doing something, that the horses had trampled on the hoses and that the hoses broke. And he put, he fixed the hoses. He put some new hose and some hose clamps on it and fixed the hose for us. Yeah, so we have that one neighbor that we can count on now. Other than that, I got a call, and this was about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I guess. This is before I had to go out there, and I missed that show that time, 4 or 5 weeks ago, whenever that was. I got a call from a neighbor, and he says to me, one of your hoses is broken, and it's getting my property wet. You need to come out here and fix it. He was more worried that his property was getting wet from my hose leaking, then maybe the hose broken would cause the horses not to have any water in their trough. Or that maybe the hose broken would cause that there wouldn't be any water being able to go to the pond. Now, he was just worried about water on his property. My big question is, what do you do when it rains? I mean, really? Do you, like, put a tarp over your house to make sure that the rain doesn't touch your property? The guy's got he's probably got 3 acres. Probably got 3 or 4 acres, I would guess. got more property than I do, that's for sure. I wanted to buy another piece of property that was right next to me, in between him and me, and it just didn't work. I got out there, I spoke to the people, and they said, no, sorry, this guy already bought that property, this guy already bought that property, and I was stuck with a piece of land in the middle, and nowhere to go with it. So, I mean, it's enough room for the horses to run around in, it's also enough room, so if I put a crock pond out there, the enclosure out there, it'll be fine for them, and, you know, if I get myself an RV, which one day I plan on doing, I'll be able to park it out there and spend the night relaxed and not, you know, keep an eye on things. But it's not big enough to really put a house on, so, I mean, not with the horses and all the other animals and everything. So either leave it like that, just use it for the animals, or I get rid of it and move the ranch somewhere else. But I think at this point, you know, probably going to be here. My daughter's only a year and a half old, so probably be here at least another 16 and a half years, I figure. And we'll see what happens after that. So, you know, that's what it's like. So that's how we got started. That's how we got into it. That's how we kept it. That's where we are right now. Hopefully, as things progress, I did find... I did run into a guy who was a friend of my kids who is happy to work, on a regular basis for right now anyway, anytime I need some labor. And I've been able to use him for the last couple of days to do some stuff out in the backyard. So if I could keep that going and I could get some free time and a little extra cash, I might just go ahead and start working on the crock pond sometime soon. So... that's about, maybe I'll get to that event. Maybe I'll get to that. Maybe I'll actually get to that. Maybe by the end of this year that'll get done. So, okay, so we got, let's see what I got. Call a number for guests to call in. We got 818-369-1429. 818-369-1429. I'm looking to see. I'm trying to get back on here. Let's see what I got. Find, where are we? Okay, well, okay, here we go. blogtalkradio.com/bam-the-caymander. You'll be able to catch us live, listen to us on the computer, Blog Talk Radio. I believe at this point, hopefully by now, Iris Orzak, a good friend of mine from Jackson Heights where I grew up, should have been able to figure out how to get here, so I'm going to say hello to her again. Hi, Iris, how you doing? Long time no see. Good friend from Jackson Heights. Maybe... definitely got to say hello to Richard Daynar as well. Richard, the guy who, the opening music, Richard Daynar, one of my classmates from Jackson Heights. That's about it. I apologize once again for not being online last week with the rents with the parents in town and all that was going on with them. I completely just forgot all about it, you know, and I got to apologize for that. So we got to call a number of 818-369-1429. Oh, let's see, we got the chat session thing here. Please wait while we create a chat room for you. Yeah, this thing's got a chat room too. I did not know that. Probably knew it, just didn't know how to do it. So here I am. Welcome to the Cayman Hunter chat room. Let's see what this is. I'm not sure I'd be able to... okay, how would I get you there? blogtalkradio.com slash Blashcha? I don't know how to get you guys here, so I'll just leave it open for now. I wonder if we go to, well, let's see, let's go to the Blog Talk Radio show listings. Find On the Air. On the Air. Do follow message. Let's go to message. Send a message. Maybe not. Maybe I should try it. Send message. Me. Message. Chat room. And let's see where it goes and how we get it. And I'm not really sure. So, it just says, it just sends me a private message in my inbox on online. So that's obviously not it. So I guess, I don't know how to get you there. I don't know how to get you there. I'm not sure. Okay, well, some other time, some other day, I'll figure it out and get back to you. It's a chat room. It has a chat room. I'm not sure how to get you to the chat room, but there it is. 818-369-1429 is the call-in number. This is live with the Cayman Hunter if you have any questions for me. If you want to get linked to our webpage, send me an email, bam@caymanhunter.com. Or go to our webpage, caymanhunter.com, and go down to the bottom right-hand side where it says message board, and leave us a message board. Leave us a message on our message board, or it's on our guest book. If you want to be linked, if you want to send us a message, if you want to become a friend of the show, if you'd like to donate, if you'd like to give up some of your animals, if you need some help with any of your animals, if you just have a question for us, all of those things you can do through bam@caymanhunter.com or through the message board. If you want to call in, say hello, 818-369-1429. I think I have about a minute to go on the show today. We talked about last week. We talked about last time we were on the air. We talked a little bit about how I got started, and today I actually sort of finished it, letting you know where we went from the time that Shane and I met, did up until Shane and I met last time. So now you guys know how that all started. And next week we'll get back to talking about care for the animals again. Hopefully things are working out for you guys. Love to hear from you. We'd love to have hear what you have to say. Heck, even if you're just calling in to say, hey, say my name on the air. I want to hear it. Shoot us a message. bam@caymanhunter.com or on our message board. Again, check out our links page, check out our rescues page, check out our for sale page. You'll see all those links across the top of caymanhunter.com, all those links across the top. Or if you go to our links page, you will see links for laws, regulations, rules, keeping Cayman, different kinds of rescues, other types of rescues, big cat rescues. Then everything you can find on our page, everything you can find on all the other pages. All the things that you can find all over. Well, anyway, we got about 5 seconds to go. Want to say goodbye. Happy herping. Hope to see you next week. This is Bam, the Cayman Hunter, signing off.